God, I want to say hello, good evening, and I want to welcome you either to the marvelous zoo or to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm enjoying all this wildlife and all this blessing around here because this week is Vacation Bible School week, and the children have been learning about creation and the powerfulness of God, but they've also been learning about their identity and just how much God created the heavens and the earth to be a blessing for his people to partake in while we're on this earth. Amen? So tonight, we're glad to be here. We are excited to have you here, and we are just ready to have the Lord move mightily in our lives. Amen? You know, I love a time like this where we're enjoying Vacation Bible School, and to all of you who are here, who are parents and grandparents tonight, and you've been bringing your children, I just want to say thank you for investing in the faith of tomorrow. I want you to know that every generation gets the opportunity to honor God by leaving enough legacy for their children to flourish in Him as we're getting the opportunity to. So I just want to thank you for who you are as parents and who you are as grandparents and friends and cousins and uncles and whoever you are that are investing in our children and the faith of tomorrow. Who knows, right here in the midst of us may be the next T.L. Osborne that goes around the world and wins millions to Jesus. Amen? And so we never know who it is that's going to rise up with faith. And I love looking at these children and seeing every one of them having their individual experience. Amen? And as adults right now, I just want to encourage you to continue to have your experience with the Lord where He floods us and brings all that He wants to into your life. Amen? And I will also tell you that you're going to get a surprise tonight because you don't have to deal with me and hearing from me. Hey, that was a little too much excitement there, praise God. But what's going to happen is we have the beautiful, powerful pastor and friend of ours, Darius Herrera, from Cuba tonight. Amen? Wow. And he may have some things to tell us. He's been in America a little longer than he would like, but he's certainly here, I believe, by the divine order of God to bless us tonight. Amen? So God bless you, and let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one.
Because you're here.
Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Are you glad to be in the house tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hey, I will tell you right now that I believe that we are abundantly blessed because we're going to have a little different thing than what we normally do during vacation Bible school. I'm not going to preach, but my pastor friend is going to preach. And so I'm going to let Pastor Jared get out of here real quick by just going right into the offering tonight. And then I want to remind you that even though our special guest is not announced ahead of time, I believe and I pray that towards the end here we'll take up an offering for Pastor Darius, and it's going to be a blessing to him and to you. I want to remind you that at the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, there was two brothers that were born named Cain and Abel. And clearly, Adam and Eve had taught them the tithing and offering covenant, and they have the opportunity to give to the Lord. And I want you to see that it says here that in Genesis chapter 4, it says that that these two brothers, it says in verse 2, I'll read, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Now, he did not bring his first fruits, but eventually, over the process of time of taking care of everything else, he did bring the Lord an offering. And it says, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to the offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth. In other words, Cain was mad because the Lord received Abel's offering and not his. And his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you wroth? I mean, sometimes when Christians' finances and their life is falling apart, and I find out that they don't even tithe or they don't have a true reverence for the things of God, I can't believe that we're surprised that life isn't going our way. And basically, that's what the Lord was saying to his son. He said, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, or in other words, if thou doest right, or if thou do what you know that I've taught you and you've learned, and you know what's supposed to happen, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. In other words, I want you to know something. That when we look at the tithe and offering covenant, the Lord says he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And he also says that he will open up the windows of heaven. But the other side of that is that if you are not honoring God in the tithing offering covenant, and you're not honoring God by following his word, the other side of that is you leave your life open to the attack of the enemy. And I'm just telling you tonight that I pray that every one of you would not be like Cain. Cain, over the worries of life and putting everything before God, eventually he brought the Lord something, but it was not his first fruits, and it was not his first thought to think that the first thing I'm going to do when I receive mine is I'm going to honor God. And I tell you what, whether it's our tithing and our offering, or whether it's our life, we should never put God last or even in the middle. He should be first and foremost. And I want you to just be people that always put God first. You know, I had a young man today, and he got into a huge fight with his wife because he was calling her and asking her her thoughts on something. And when she was so busy at work that she couldn't answer right away, he got mad, and over the course of the day, he just started thinking, she doesn't care about me, she doesn't love me, and he told me that he's working on building a relationship with God. And I said, well, I said, on that thing you asked her, that's a pretty big burden you were asking your wife. Because he was asking her where he should go to get a medical treatment. And I said, why don't you pray? See, sometimes we're looking to people for things that we should put to God. And then when disappointment and frustration comes, we blame people when we haven't even started where we should have started to begin with. Amen? So tonight, I want to remind you that as you bring your tithe and offering to the front of the church, I always remind myself every time I get a chance to sow my tithe or release my offering that, God, you are not just first here, you're first everywhere. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare blessing. Father, I pray that we would not be like Cain, who obviously dealt with everything else before he came to you. Lord, I pray that it would not be over the process of time that we would come to you. Lord, I pray that our first thought is to come to you. I pray that our first action is to come to you, Father. And Lord, as we release our tithe and our offering tonight by faith, I thank you, God, that you are rebuking the devourer and you are opening the windows of heaven and you are returning unto those who put their faith in you, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it and I declare your glory and your blessing. And God, we just thank you for this night and for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, it is my great honor. I want you to know that Pastor Darius has certainly ministered with us before, and I remember that he came in our other building right when we were buying this land and getting ready to build, and he said, man, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Praise God. And I'll never forget that message because it was right at a time where the Lord was really speaking to me about our next step. It reminds me of the fact that I want you to know that the first building plans I had was probably only 20% the size of this. And I was in the airport going somewhere, and a man from Africa that I know said, man, I've been praying for you. And the Lord said, don't put him in a box. And don't think too small with the things of God. And then he comes and preaches, and so I'm telling you that I believe he's a part of us being here where we now have a facility where our sanctuary could sit in here four or five times, right? Really, literally, our building could sit in here where we were before. But we just want to give glory to God, and we just want to thank him for his goodness. And I'm telling you, my pastor friend and our friend of this family is here from Cuba. He's been in America probably a little longer than he would like to be here. And you guys can all understand why. But I also believe that it's a divine appointment for him to be here. I pray he gets to go home soon. But I'm very thankful that God opened up this time for him to infuse something in our heart at this divine moment. So Pastor Darius, my brother in the faith, powerful man of God. Amen. All right. Oh, please do.
Praise the Lord. So good to be back here with you guys. Yeah, like Pastor Phil says, I feel part of this miracle, huh? In many ways. So I'm really grateful to God that he has provided this beautiful place for the people of God to worship. Now remember, you are the house of God. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And what makes this place awesome is when you come to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Matter of fact, God is not looking for a worship song. He's looking for the worshipers. The people that sing with all of their heart. That's what God is looking for. Somebody asked me one time, why those old hymns from the past, why do they make the people of God sometimes experience God's presence in a way that is different? And I said, like, not all of the new songs, not all of them, but many of them have been written to be sold in an album. But those old songs were written out of somebody who was broken worshiping the Lord. Does that make sense? So just to try to bring the word of God in the right time to you guys, I want to start by saying thanks to Pastor Philip and Regina for allowing me to be here one more time. Yes, I was supposed to be home in June, but they locked down, they shut down most of the flights, so I can't go back to Cuba. I should have been there, but my plane ticket was canceled. I was sitting in Tampa doing nothing, and I thought, what am I doing here just doing nothing while God has given me a word to release in the kingdom and release in the house of God? And I thought, where would I go? So Ohio came to my heart, and God has opened up doors. Now I got to travel after this. I'm invited to do a revival weekend and also a midweek service in Virginia. And then after that, a Baptist church in Arkansas wants me to come and speak for them. If I get a plane ticket before, I might just fly home. But if I got to be here, I better be in my Father's business. Amen. My family is doing fine. There were riots there in July the 11th. Things are changing in Cuba. It's not like the regime is down yet, but something shifted. Something changed. And pray for Cuba, because right now it's amazing. And you got to listen to this. In the last 8 days, 6 top generals have died, and the government has not released the cause of death. Something is going on in that country. Please pray for my country. Now, I want to start by just sharing with you 2 stories. One happened right here in Michigan last year, when a guy under the name of Howard Kirby bought, his daughter bought a couch at a Humanity Restore. And when they brought the couch home, they found that it was really uncomfortable. He said, there's something wrong with the middle cushion. I can't sit right. Something is wrong. So they opened it, and they found in the couch $43,000. That was last year in Michigan. They decided to go back to the store and talk to the people who brought the couch to the store and give the money back. Now, if you Google that, you'll find that Howard Kirby is a Christian. And he said that after he returned that treasure, he says that great things have happened in his life. The second story I want to talk to you about is it was actually said by Jesus. It was not on Fox News or on the internet. It's in the Bible. And it talks about a man who is in a field and he finds a treasure. And the Bible says that Jesus says that this guy, when he finds the treasure, he hits the treasure or he hides it. And then he goes and he sells everything he had to buy something that was not for sale. But he made an offer to the owner. The owner sold the field without knowing that his field had a treasure. And then Jesus said, the kingdom of God is just like that. Now, when Jesus said these words, we need to know, why is Jesus saying this? First of all, you must know that Jesus used parables. This is probably not a real story. This is a story that Jesus made up just to teach very important principles about the kingdom of God. In Cuba, what they do is that they come to your school or your workplace and they make you fill an application so you can become a Communist Party member. Most of the people who are part of the Communist Party, they have no idea how it works. Isn't that sad? That you can be part of something that you don't know how it works? Well, you'll be surprised at something. In over 20 years of ministry as a pastor, I have found people in church that don't know how the kingdom of God works. So it's very important for Jesus that you can know what you're part of. It's very important for him that his people that praise his name, that worship his names, that read his word, understand the logistics, the dynamics of the kingdom of God. And in the scripture with this parable is Jesus taught several parables to teach how is the kingdom of God working. And then in this one, he talks about this man who finds a treasure. He hides the treasure, goes, sells everything he has, comes back and buys the field where the treasure was. Now, when Jesus was saying that, he was basically telling us that the kingdom of God is a treasure. And the treasure is made of valuable pieces. Now, there's only one way to find the kingdom of God, and it's only through Jesus Christ. He is the only mediator between God and men. And when he said, I am the truth, I am the life, I am, say it with me, John 14, 6. So it's good that Jesus didn't say, I am the, I am the, I am the. He said, I am the, because it's all a package. His essence, you know what I'm saying? So Jesus says that, and then he says that the kingdom of God is a treasure. And you can only find the treasure through me. A treasure has valuable pieces. The key to open the treasure of the kingdom of God is the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Now, it's very important to know that once you become a Christian, once you become saved, once you accept Jesus as your Savior, you have found a treasure. But there's some people who will be just stagnant, and they will say, well, I found a treasure. Jesus is beautiful. That's it. And Jesus said, hey, it's a treasure. And there are many things inside here that you can dig and you can find. There are many things and pieces that are valuable. As a matter of fact, there are things that are more valuable than others. And then it's so critical that we get to know that when you come to Jesus, if that would be it, I believe that God will just take you to heaven right there. Brother Willie just came to the Lord. We lay hands, write his name in the book of life. Bam, hits the ground and drops dead. Go to heaven. Amen. No, that's not the way it works. Because God wants us to find the abundant life and the treasures and the things in the treasure that he has hidden for us. If there is a title for this word that I want to share with you tonight, will be Hidden Treasures at Plain Sight. Because God has those treasures sometimes hidden, but they're really at plain sight. And I want to speak to you for just a few minutes about two pieces of treasure that the people of God need to realize and embrace. Two pieces of that treasure that are part of the kingdom that we need to pay attention to. You know, you must pay attention to the prayers of the Old Testament prophets. And in one of the Old Testament prophets' book, Isaiah, he says, oh, that you should render the heavens and you should descend. So basically, Isaiah is saying, like, can you just come down and visit us? Well, that prayer was answered when the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the heart of the believers. That's one of the things that I really find blow-minding, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, are we perfect? We're not. We have so many flaws and so many shortcomings. But the Holy Spirit, when you accept Jesus, he decides, sent by the Father, to come and dwell within us. You imagine that. The perfect God, the most holy God, the all-powerful God comes and dwells in the heart of somebody who is not perfect. But not only that, he brought things one more step up. When in the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. What tells me is that it's not just the Holy Ghost dwelling in you. He can be overflowing in your life. And one of the main and most important evidence for us to understand that the Holy Spirit is filling us is the evidence of speaking in tongues. A writer one time went to Israel, and he had a meeting with a rabbi. I'm reading this book. It's called The Code of the Holy Ghost. And he went to speak to the rabbi, and then he was talking to him about the great things that God does. And one of the things he quoted was speaking in tongues. Speak another language. He told the rabbi about it. He expected the rabbi to say, like, no, we don't believe that. It's okay. But the rabbi said something that really caught his attention. Rabbi said, oh, you mean the language of God. He said, the language of God, never heard of that phrase before. So he asked the rabbi to explain what he meant. The rabbi said, well, among the high priest tradition, it's being said that once a high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, he would start talking to God in a language that he doesn't recognize, but only God, and God would talk to him, and he will talk to God in a language that nobody else understands. But when he comes out of the Holy of Holies, he doesn't speak that language anymore. Isn't that amazing that the Holy Ghost can do that with the high priest in the Holy of Holies? But no, it's even more amazing to see that believers nowadays can be filled with the Holy Ghost and then can speak in a heavenly language 24/7 if they want to. So one of the key parts of the treasure that I find is that we can speak a heavenly language. We can speak, when we speak in tongues, we can build up ourselves. We speak mysteries to God. Anybody here speak Spanish? You were going to raise your hand. I was going to get you. Anybody speak Spanish? Okay, I'm going to do something real quick here. Don't say uno, dos, tres. No, that's just, don't style baño. That's all I know. Some people say, I'm hungry. Tengo hambre. Of course. Hola. There you go. But let me do something right here. It's a visual application. So let me do it right now. Imagine I am praying in Spanish, and imagine I'm praying in English. Well, not just imagine, I'm going to do it. Now, the prayer I'll do in English, you guys will understand it. I hope so, because my English is not probably as good as yours. But this is how it goes. If I say these words, God, I can't take one more step. I'm giving up. Lord, I have no strength in me. Lord, please, I can't get one more step. I feel like giving up. See, that kind of prayer is basically a prayer that is saying no more. Now, I'm going to pray in Spanish. Dios, tú eres mi rey, y voy a aplastarle la cabeza al enemigo, y voy a tener la victoria que solamente tú me puedes dar. Voy a seguir adelante porque tú estás conmigo. I know you didn't get that. Unless you have the gift of interpretation. But I'm going to translate it so you can understand what I'm coming from. I just said, God, you are the God of victories. You can give me the victory. You are with me. I'm going to keep moving forward because I trust that you are my God.
Amen. Praise
God. Now, when I said prayer in English, you guys knew what I was saying. But when I prayed in Spanish, you guys didn't have a clue. That's exactly what happens when you pray in tongues. When you pray in your own language, you might find yourself confessing victory, but most of the times if we go through trials or tribulations, we might be whining, trying to give up, saying we have no strength. But when we change to the heavenly language, there is no way to whine in the Holy Ghost. There's no way to complain and declare defeat in the Holy Ghost. So that's exactly what happens. When you tap into speaking in tongues, heavenly language, a great piece of the treasure that God has hidden at plain sight for the church, you start declaring victory and things in the spirit. Yeah, you may have no clue, but I'm telling you, heaven start moving, angels start mobilizing, because there's a son or a daughter of God that is speaking the language they understand fully.
Amen.
Now, let me say this. I hope you get it right. If you speak in tongues in church more than your private prayer time, you're in trouble. You're showing off. Matter of fact, there is a huge mistake I have seen within Pentecostals. And it's that they think that the person who speaks in tongues is spiritual. That's false. Somebody can speak in tongues in church, and maybe that person doesn't have good relations with anybody in the family. You can have a little Pentecostal attack in the church, but when you hit the doors, you don't want to say hi or love your brothers and sisters, and you start gossiping about the pastors. That could happen. I've seen that. That doesn't happen here, but I've seen that in Cuba. I've seen it. Because here's the thing.
I had a professor one time. His name is Peter Newman. He was a professor of pneumatology. It's the part of theology that started the Holy Spirit. And then he said this one time, and I kept that in my heart for the rest of my life. He said something so powerful. He said, God giving us the chance to speak the heavenly language is not a sign of spirituality. It's not a sign of strength, but of weakness. I said, Professor Newman, what do you mean? He says, well, God sees that we are so weak that he says, I love you so much that I'm going to give you the chance to tap into a realm that would allow you to speak the language and be in alignment, fully alignment with the things that are hurting heaven. So it's not a gift to show off. It's a gift to be supported and helped. So if you can speak in tongues, I am here to motivate you. I'm here to stir up that gift that God placed in you. I'm here to tell you, use it in your private time. Speak in tongues, because when you are, even though your mind most of the times does not understand what you're saying, oh boy, heavens understand what you're saying. And what you're saying brings victory and glory for your life and for the kingdom of God. Look at this guy. He sold everything he had. I mean, let's be real here. Let's see, you find a treasure in somebody's land. And you see it and you think like, whoa, there's a treasure here. Now, if you will have the money, you will go to the owner and say like, hey, I'm going to buy this land from you. But this is what this guy did. He sold everything he had to buy something that was not for sale. That's faith. That's taking a step of faith. So Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is like, well, let me tell you something else. Second valuable piece of the treasure, we have the power to give steps of faith even when our eyes don't see what we think we should see. Amen. We can give steps of faith. We can give acts, take acts of obedience and faith without seeing the whole picture. That is just crazy. Because most of the people, they want to see first and they want to make sure. But people who understand the sounds of heaven, they say, I know God is with me. I'm giving this step of faith, because the kingdom of God is about giving steps of faith. So there's one piece of that treasure, speaking in tongues, that is very valuable. And the second piece of the treasure of the kingdom that is very, very important is to walk by faith. To give steps of faith in your life. Now, I want you to listen to the words of the Apostle Paul to the church in Laodicea and Colossians. This is a letter that he wrote to two churches. Now, when you see the Apostle Paul writing a letter and he says, I want this letter to be read in two churches, it's a very important thing. Then he says, and I'm going to read from another version. He says, I want you to realize that I continue to work as hard as I know how for you and also for the Christians over Laodicea. Not many of you have met me face to face, but that doesn't make any difference. Know that I am on your side, right alongside you. You are not in this alone. Now, he says these words, I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. He kept saying, all the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. And we've been shown the mystery. I'm telling you this because I don't want anyone leading you off on some wild goose chase after other so-called mysteries or the secret. And so people in church, they want to go, oh, I want to go deep. And I want to see how many feathers of a carabiner has in his wings. And they go like all these little details when God says, hey, I have a treasure before your eyes that is more important than all those details you want to find out. Who's the Antichrist? I don't care who is he. I care who is Christ. Matter of fact, I don't need to know who is the Antichrist, because I won't meet him. Amen. I won't have the disgusting pleasure to meet him. Amen. Because I'll be celebrating the wedding of the Lamb. Amen. So I came just to kind of show you And not because you don't know. It's because you need to listen again that we are part of the kingdom that is the most superior kingdom in the earth. Amen. I'm going to make a statement, and it's very radical. And it says very clear, the church is the greatest entity on planet earth.
Amen.
Yes. If you don't believe so, you need to be born again.
Amen.
No, seriously, you need to. Because you're not understanding what you bought into.
Amen.
When you became part of the kingdom of God, is the eternal kingdom with the eternal king. My father is a strong communist. Well, he's changing. He's been changing lately. And when I got my first minister credentials, I went to visit him. And then he said, oh, that card should be a red card. Red card is Young Communist League card. I said, well, if that would be a red card, I would probably be smoking and drinking. But since it is a minister card, my life was transformed and changed by Jesus Christ. I believe in God. He said, no, that's my God. He had a picture of Fidel Castro on his wall in the living room. He said, that's my God. I said, Dad, I'm so sorry for you, because your God is going to die anytime and you're going to be godless. Guess what? Mine died, but he rose back from the dead. And that's why I have eternal life in him. Amen. The church has the greatest treasure any entity can have. The church is the richest entity in planet earth. The thing is that when we think about rich, we all think about money. And that's not all. Because money will perish, really. But what God has given us will never perish. Yes, we need money. That's okay. The kingdom of God needs money to be advanced and all that. But there will be a point where money won't be necessary at all. So what's heavier? What's more eternal? The treasure that God has placed in us. His presence, His Holy Spirit in a relationship with us in a way that we can tap into the fullness of that relationship and be able to speak, to utter a language that is only understood in heaven. Hey, that's something great. We are not just a club. We are not just a group of people who believe in God. No, we are people who can speak the language of God. And that's a treasure that we need to realize. So if you speak in tongues, you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues, but you have not been doing that lately, hey, God brought me all the way from Cuba. God probably delayed my plane ticket. So you can know that you need to use the gift of God.
Amen. Praise God.
And remember, you have the power to act and declare in faith for things that are not seen yet. Why do I believe that the church is the greatest entity in planet Earth? Just because we have the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm going to stop right there. I can say all this stuff. But just by saying, because we have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not want. In Jesus, we are complete.
Amen.
Is that helping you tonight?
Yes.
I want to finish with another story. And it's a story of a farmer in Cuba who was the owner of the land. Pretty much like this guy, kind of related to him, but different story. He was planting lemon trees, and all of a sudden, he saw how the land, or the ground, swallowed one of his tools. Like, it went, oh, what is this? So he started digging, and then he found one of the most beautiful things that you can see in my country. It is a compound. It is like a number of tunnels and caves underground with crystal clear waters and pillars of made of the water that look like crystal. It's called Las Cuevas de Bellamar in the province of Matanzas, the Caves of Bellamar, a beautiful sea. Well, the government took the land from him. And of course, the government made a tourism attraction. And of course, the government has made thousands and thousands, probably millions of dollars bringing tourists going under there, swimming or a boat and things like that. The land belonged to him. But because there was a treasure, communists came and took it for them. That is so
equal to what happens with the devil when we don't keep the treasure that God has given us. Don't let the treasures of God fall into the wrong hands, because it will never be used for the glory of God. Could you stand up? I just want to pray. Thank you, Father. How many of you are happy to be part of the kingdom of God? Part of a kingdom that is not about food. It's not about, I love food too, but it's not just about that. It's about joy, peace in the Holy Ghost, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. We are rich. Matter of fact, you can write the word rich, and each letter might stand for rest in Christ's hands. Because when you rest in Christ's hands, you're rich. Let me bless you in prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful evening. Thank you for your word. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Your kingdom is here and is now in Canton, Ohio. Amen. God, this building and the people inside of it are not here by chance. Nope. We are here because you have set and you have appointed and you have planted the people of God in this place. And that's why we're so thankful that you have chosen us and picked us to be part of the kingdom of God. God, one more time, I ask for abundant blessings. We speak blessings. We speak blessings and sound of abundant rain upon this area. And we speak to the principalities and to the rulers of darkness in this area. And we let them know that the salt of the earth and the light of the world is in this place with Jesus. Therefore, we are crying out for blessings upon this house. Download your vision in the heart of Pastor Philip and his wife and his family. God, now that you have established them, it's time to teach your people, to strengthen the roots. I see how God is going to lead Pastor to start teaching the people of God in a genuine, in a solid way, the kingdom of God, where the Holy Spirit will bring deep revelation, deep teachings on how we have to function. And those words will release the blessing of God and will bring many into the kingdom. Lord, we give you glory. Can you give God glory with me, please? Can you give God glory with me? Say, we give you glory. We thank you. We worship you. Lord, I can't leave this place without praying for that person that has been suffering for the last days with heartburn, like a fire in your stomach. I speak healing upon you. I speak healing upon that person that God is revealing to me. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Pastor.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen to this. We are going to give a few minutes here for the children to come in and do what they do, and we're going to pray for them, and then we're going to open things back up. We want to take an offering for Brother Herrera before we leave tonight, for Pastor Darius, and then also, if anybody needs prayer, I believe, like he just released that prayer, that it was received. And I'm telling you that we'll just be up here for him to pray for people that want prayer. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. All right, are we ready? Are we ready? Hallelujah. Oh, maybe we're not ready yet. I don't know.
No. Schedule says they'll be in here.
Huh?
Schedule says it's time to change.
That's right. I was about to say, I thought we were right on time. Amen.
It's Cuban time.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growing up, we called it CP time, color people's time.
when I was younger, it was popular to be late to everything. Amen. So if you wanted people to be there at 4 o'clock, you better say, hey, be here at 3. And then you might get people there by 3:45. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, that was a great word, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are they coming? Okay. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. We're ready. Amen. Woo. Praise God.
Pastor. All right, boys and girls, come on out. The big ones in the back right here. No, off the stage, you guys face that way. Okay, spread out. No, hey, you gotta hop down. Turn around. Hey, nobody's gonna bite you. It's all right. Oh, come on. This is gonna be fun. Welcome on, our kids back in. We had crazy hair night tonight. This on?
Yes, it's on. It's on.
Check. Testing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, make your way down. I mean, we need more people over here in the center. Hey, Mona, I need more people over here in the center. Bring them over here. Fill in down front here. Well, good evening and welcome to the Marvelous Zoo, everybody. Yeah. Boys and girls, can you let them know by being very, very loud if you've had a great time this week? All right. We've had an amazing showcase of creation and identity this week. We've had 5 nights now. Incredible times of fun, of snacks, of crafts, of games, of very important lessons. And which I want to share with you guys real brief. All right, boys and girls, listen up, because you got to help me. Everybody say day one.
Day one.
Say, God created me.
God made
me. We learn how God made us in his image. And then, okay, hold on. I'll talk this now, okay? Whenever I say repeat after me, okay, you guys help me out. All right, day two. Everybody say day two.
Day two.
Everybody say, God is the creator of everything. Okay, we learned in the beginning how God created the heavens and the earth. He made all things, which leads us into day three. Everybody say day three.
Day three.
Say praise God,
for
his creation. How we praise God and we worship God for everything he has done. Everybody say day four.
Day four.
Everybody say a new creation.
A new creation.
And this is really important. Because God is still doing. Did you need me to use the other mic, Logan?
Yeah.
Okay. Testing. All right, there we go. Okay. Now, how God makes us new when we trust in Jesus. Okay, and the last one, everybody say day five. The marvelous creation. And we just got done learning how we are God's marvelous creation. How in Psalms 139, 13 through 18, how he formed us in our mother's womb, how he planned our days for us, and how important we are to him. Okay, and each day we've learned different parts of our identity and how we are his, and he made us for him, for his purposes, okay? All right, boys and girls, I'm glad that you guys are excited, you want to be energetic, you want to be loud. But before we go any further, we want to do our main verse for the week. All right, Logan, if you could put that up there for us. Okay. Boys and girls, turn around. Do what we normally do and point up here at the screen. Say, I will praise you.
I will praise you.
For I am fearfully.
For I am fearfully.
And wonderfully made.
And wonderfully made.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Psalm 139, 14. Okay, boys and girls, I need you to take a few steps that way. And we're going to turn around. And I would ask all you guys to get up on your feet. I don't know where. Linda must be busy. But hey, we're going to do the Turn It Up song. We're going to do a song of praise together. They got motions that will lead you up here on the screen. And we're just going to do a song with everybody and the whole church that we've done this week at Vacation Bible School. All right. All right, boys and girls, put your hands together. Come on, let's show them how it's done. Be excited.
All right, let's follow up.
God made me. He made everything. God loves me. He can do anything. If I run over here, if I run over there, God is everywhere. And He loves me.
Ready?
When I look up, 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 I know He's real. When I look down, 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 I believe what I found. When I look in God's Word and I search for Him, He rewards me.
Why did He reward us?
Because He loves me.
I'll put your hands together.
God made me. He made everything. God loves me. He can do anything. If I run over here, if I run over there, God is everywhere. And He loves me.
Ready to jump.
He lifts me up, up, up. I know He's real. When I look down, 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 I believe what I found. When I look in God's Word, He rewards me, 'cause He loves me. When I look up, 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 I know He's real. When I look down, 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 I believe that I found. When I look in God's Word and I search for Him, He rewards me, 'cause He loves me. 'Cause He loves me. Loves me.
Let's give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. All right. Hey, we had tons of fun praising God for all the things that He does, how He created us, how He created all things. And we just want to love our God for that. But we also were very intentional about worshiping God, about quieting ourselves down a little bit, but singing out loud from the depths of our heart. These kids learned about raising their hands and praise to God and surrender to Him and worshiping Him. And we want to take just a few moments before we go on and hand out prizes and tell offering contest winner and give grand prizes and all that good stuff. We want to take a few moments like we did every night and worship God together. And then here, as soon as we're done, singing this song, because these kids have really started to sing this song out as this week has went, and we've had some incredible times of worship, then your senior pastor, Pastor Phil, is going to come up here, and he's going to pray. And when he does that, all the VBS team needs to come gather around behind these kids. And we're going to do that in just a minute. But right now, guys, let's give God our praise. Let's worship Him for making us, for forming us, for knowing our days, for giving us value, for giving us worth, for giving us our purpose. And let's sing out all of our hearts. Let's do this together as a church.
Ready to sing? Remember your part?
We sing, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus.
Jesus,
this is a house of miracles.
Let's declare the house.
Praise Jesus. What a beautiful sound. What a sweet and amazing sound. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. And we're just going to stay right here in this moment, in this atmosphere. And I want to invite Pastor Phil Walker, our amazing senior pastor, who helped, you know, set all this stuff into motion many, many years ago. And I'm going to give Pastor Phil the opportunity to speak into you for just a moment. So boys and girls, give him your full attention. And everybody else out there, let's be stretching forth our hands. And our VBS team is gathered around, and we're going to be praying for these kids. So.
Amen. Stay right here with me. What a beautiful job Pastor Jared and the team is doing. Amen. But I tell you what, right now, what's amazing is that oftentimes we share a lot, but we just did not happen to share that scripture that was going to be used tonight. And this is what I wrote down in my book when we first planned Vacation Bible School, that each child coming here would know that they were fearfully and wonderfully made. I've been praying that already for you guys. And I think it's amazing that the Lord has brought you to this point so that you would know how important you are to Him. That without a fail, each one of you are uniquely and wonderfully made. I want you to know what you probably already know, that there are no fingerprints ever in the world that will match yours. Not in all the years from the past and not in all the years of the future. I believe you learned that this week. But I didn't know that, did I? We didn't talk about it. But the Holy Ghost lets God and the people He brings into your life know things so that they can pray for you and so that you can fulfill your destiny. And the Lord told me that as we bring this to a close, that every one of you are receiving your purpose, your identity, and God is going to pour out in you. Amen? So I'm just going to pray over you with Pastor Jared. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus and the salvation that even at this young age is flooding these children, Father. Lord, I thank you that each of them are wonderfully, fearfully made. And Father, we just declare right now in the name of Jesus that their gifts, their purposes, their identities that are already in them are profound and revealed by faith, by prayer, and by their pursuit of you, Father. Lord, I thank you that they will be divinely protected throughout all of their days. And Lord, I thank you that they will grow into everything you've created them to be, God. I just pray blessing over them this year, even as they return to school and as they engage things, God. You are with them. You are strengthening them, God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hey, well, God bless you guys. This has been so exciting and amazing. And I don't know what you want to do to finish up here with the children. And then we're going to open this up. Remember, we're going to receive an offering for our special pastor that's here tonight. And if any adults need prayer, I mean, these kids have been getting it every night. And they are on fire. So we'll do that after this.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Phil. Give your senior pastor. Give him a big round of applause. Thank you. All right. Now, before we close out our service, all the boys and girls can have a seat kind of right there where they're at. We had a few things to finish off. As you can see, a lot of the hairdos aren't normal this evening. They're a little unique. Okay. So, boys and girls, if you participated in Crazy Hair Night, raise your hand. Let me see your hands. Give them a round of applause. They did a good job. Yeah. Okay. So what we do with that is their name is automatically entered into a drawing to get one prize, maybe for one of the boys and girls who just participated. And then it's voted on between the boy and the girl that did really awesome. Okay. So we're going to do that.
We're looking for them.
What's that?
We're looking for the tickets.
Oh, okay. We're locating tickets. But also tonight we got to hand out our grand prize. Okay, that means every time that they came to VBS this week, their name was entered into a grand prize drawing just for showing up, just because we want to love on you and bless you. Of course, every night before we leave, as they leave, we have a goodie bag with candy, with treats that have been lovingly made by many people in this church. Okay, which speaking of, we had a lot of help this week. Did you guys enjoy the live animals that were brought in? You guys got a chance to see? Okay, we want to thank Bob Hoovler, who got us started off, and all the wonderful people who brought in animals. Okay, and Bob wants each one of you guys to know, boys and girls, how thankful he is that you treated his animals very well, and were very kind, and it was just a great time. So good job, you guys. Give yourselves a pat on the back. He's very appreciative of that, and it meant a lot to him. So thank you, Bob, and thank you to everybody. While we're getting our drawings ready to go, I would like all the VBS team, what we call zookeepers. You got one of these on. If you're just new, know who you are. Stand up, please. Come on. Only the VBS zookeepers, all the staff. Okay, this team is a dream team. This team was absolutely outstanding. And they did incredible work. Each one of them contributed in very important, very unique ways. And these are truly the hands and the feet of Jesus, even with red hair. Okay? Okay, so thank you guys, because they made the way for the little children to come to Jesus this week. Okay? And so we're very, very thankful for that. Now, here in a few moments, we're going to announce the winner. We do a boys versus girls offering contest. All right, boys, do you think you're going to win? Girls, do you think you're going to win? Okay, so last I checked, we were a dollar. Pastor Gina didn't help you ladies out this year. But they were only, hey, listen, the girls were in the lead. The girls were leading as at the start of VBS tonight by like $1.78. It was, each of them had like, one had like 115, one had 114. So we've had we started slow. We had like $5 and $2 after the first night or two. And I'm like, I'm not getting a pie in my face for less than $50. So you guys are going to have to step up your game. Okay? With that, we're getting ready to announce and draw. Okay? Yep. Uh-oh. And also every night, because we had a VBS mascot, our pet turtle named Reggie, okay, in honor of our other senior pastor, Pastor Regina, who's trying to get everybody to name their boys Reggie or Reginald, so we named the turtle that, okay, and we have Leo the lion. Leo's been with us all week long, so wave to the people, Leo, okay. Is this the what? Okay, so ladies first, so we got some crazy hair. Hey. Again, this team, the adults have done a great job. Okay. All right, here we go. We'll do ladies first. All right, as we typically always do. So ladies, drum roll, please. Drum roll. This is for the most awesome girl. Okay, we have tonight Miss Chelsea. Come here, Chelsea. Come here. Sorry. Turn around and model for the people. Yes, look at that. Oh, my goodness. I just now noticed that you have... a Barbie doll, Ariel, in your hair. Okay. So you're actually doing like a... Okay, I get it now. Sorry, I was a little slow. Hey, good job. You rock. Go get your prize. Good job. Okay. All right, and for the fellas, drum roll, please. All right, we have Mr. Kaysen. Come up here, Kaysen. Kaysen looked like he got turned upside down and dipped in blue Kool-Aid or paint, whatever you want. Good job, Kaysen. We're proud of you, buddy. Okay. Step over there and get your prize. What's that? Okay, now this is for the theme night. Hold on, Leo. Well, actually, I'll let you do this because we're going to let senior pastors draw for the grand
drum
prize.
Drum roll.
Okay.
Remember, Leo's not that loud.
Okay, hold on. Before we do this, Leo has been working on his roar all week long, so I'm going to put Leo on the spot. So, okay. Are you ready, Leo? Okay, here we go.
Roar. Roar.
I think you guys need to cheer a little louder for Leo. I think he needs some more help.
Roar!
There we go. That's better. Now he sounds like a real lion. All right. Okay. So here's the winner of the theme night drawing, Miss Maddie Wood. Where's she at? Where's she at? There she is. It looks like she rolled out of bed, threw her hair in three knots, and came to VBS. Good job, Maddie. All right. You can go grab your prize. Okay. So We have a couple of nightly prizes. Do we have the winners of the Boys versus Girls offering contest? Okay.
I'm ready.
You guys ready to know who won?
We can
that?
All give Brother Dave a hand and clap. He helped count it tonight.
Yeah. Woo! Okay. One. Okay. Quickly here. Who we got, Leo? All right, Jace. Not big Jace. Little Jace. Where's Jace at?
Jace Burton. It's Jace Burton.
Oh, Jace. Yeah, Bo. You're right there.
You're
get
right
up.
There.
Jay, what are you doing, man? You're right in front of my face.
Woo! Get a prize.
All right, everybody say bye to Leo. He's going to scoot off to the side there. Okay, we got a really big, important prize. I want Pastor Gina to draw for this, so it's squarely on her. Okay, all right. Okay, Pastor Gina drew Cooper.
Cooper!
Now, Cooper. Hey, Cooper gets our, what's that thing called? Sloth backpack. So that's why I had Pastor Gina draw, because that's a really cool prize. Mr. Cooper gets a sloth backpack.
Okay. He doesn't want it.
He don't want it.
He wants bubbles.
He wants bubbles?
Certainly.
What's up
take
with that?
Two. Woo!
All right. Real quick. Try again.
Sloth book bag.
Woo! You get what you get and you don't throw a fit, boys and girls. Come on. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, Mr. Sage. Sage.
Sage.
All right, there you go. That's all yours, Sage. Okay. That's very cool. Okay. Let's do our boys versus girls offering contest. Okay. I'm going to give Pastor a preview.
Woo!
Okay.
Who do you think won, the boys or the girls?
All right. Boys, did you win?
Yeah.
Girls, did you win?
Yeah.
I think we have a bunch of little prophetesses or whatever, how are you saying in the house? Okay, the grand total for VBS, the Marvelous Zoo, this year, 2021, was $296.41.
Excellent.
Good job. The boys had $141.29. That leaves the girls with $155.12.
I get to throw the first pie, right?
Woo! All right. In other words, she says, girls rule and boys drool. I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Huh? I haven't got that confirmed yet. Okay, so we got great plans for that. And we'll let you guys know, what your giving is doing and how it's impacting our community, okay? So hold tight for that. And then, as soon as we're done here, when you guys dismiss, get all your goodies, you can head out over there to the other side of the tent, and I'll be waiting to have pies put in my face from the girls. Again, like all the time. But to close out our vacation Bible school. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. This is Teddy. Okay, we have Reggie and Teddy. Teddy got his neck broke last night, but we glued him back together, though. So we had a resurrection. Okay, but we hit this every night just for a prize, just for fun, for the kids. And tonight, it was Sarah who found Reggie. Where's Sarah at? Good job, Sarah. Go on over there. Get yourself a prize. Okay, Pastor Phil, can you come up here? Pastor Phil gets to do the honors of... Oh, do we have a visitor contest? Winner? You want to announce that real quick? Pastor Phil's going to draw our grand prize winner. There's lots of tickets in here. Okay, thank you, Pastor.
You don't win, it's Pastor Phil's
fault. All right, this is our visitor contest
winner. Drum roll, I know it in my brain, I don't need a tag because I checked all you guys in. The winner is Trey.
Trey for now. Now, Trey, we're gonna get you your prize. You get one of those big sea lions, those inflatable ones, and then some other goodies over there. Trey, this is an awesome testimony, the faithfulness of God. Trey went with his grandma, Stacy, who's our snack lady, and they went to some local apartment complexes and started handing out our flyers, inviting kids out, boys and girls. Let's listen. Hey, clap once if you can hear me. Clap twice if you can hear me. Thank you. Okay. And he started inviting boys and girls out, and a lot of them came. And they were here all week because of what Trey did. He used his faith. Okay. So he got himself a good prize. All right. Let's close out the marvelous zoo. And boys and girls, when you guys get ready to leave, make sure you do it in orderly fashion, and you guys get your goodie bags. There's lots of candy from your candy launches tonight. There's your crafts. There's your take-home prizes. Okay? So make sure you guys don't forget those. But without further ado, to close out the marvelous zoo, we have our grand prize winner. So boys and girls, one final drum roll, please. Okay? We have, the winner is Owen Wood. Where's Owen at? All right, Mr. Owen. Owen, yeah, give him five. Boy, he's just like, yep, I'm out. I'm getting my prize. I got things to do. Okay, we'll get him hooked up with the great prize. All right. Now, actually, boys and girls, Pastor wants to do one more thing. So did you want us to dismiss them out there to get their stuff and to head out there while you finish taking up the offering?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whoa. Boy, that was exciting. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for those kids. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, we might have just prayed.